I'm Tony Cox, and this is News and Notes. In the home of the brave. That was Jennifer Hudson, of course, singing the national anthem at Sunday's Super Bowl. That rousing performance sparked reaction on websites, chat rooms, and blogs just like ours. Jeffrey Bennett is the digital producer for News and Notes. He joins me now for our weekly update. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, Tony.
So Jennifer Hudson, as we just heard, staged a marvelous comeback right. on Sunday. It was her first public performance since the murders of her family members. What's been the response online?
Well, people used words like phenomenal to describe it and said Hudson's version gave them chills. And we said, okay, but was it better than Whitney Houston's? You remember?
Good question.
Yeah, back in 1991, Whitney Houston sang the Star-Spangled Banner. It was right after the first Gulf War, the beginning of the first Gulf War. And hers became the standard bearer. It was released as a single. And the consensus, on our blog at least, seems to be summed up by a reader named Daphne B., who wrote, "Houston's performance cannot be compared ever. It may almost be humanly impossible to perform better than Whitney did."
Yeah, well, you know, she got a point, right?
Yeah, well, maybe.
Yeah, it was good. It was good. I mean, nothing against Jennifer. She was great.
We're not hating, we're just saying.
Whitney was like, that was something.
Right.
So let's take a tour of the blogosphere, shall we? Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick was released from jail yesterday. What's the word among our network of blogs?
Well, I think the most colorful commentary on this front comes from Corey Richardson of Vexed in the City. He's a comedian. And he says, here's what the future holds for Kwame Kilpatrick. He says, Kwame leaves jail. Kwame finds Jesus and a dashiki. Kwame moves back to Detroit, Kwame runs for mayor again, and Kwame gets reelected. He says, the only thing trumping black folks' predisposition to mess up is our greater propensity to forgive and believe in redemption. So if you live in Detroit, he writes, move now.
Detroit. Here's another big story. President Barack Obama said yesterday he made a mistake in his handling of Tom Daschle's nomination for Health and Human Services Secretary. Daschle, of course, withdrew his name from consideration amid tax problems. We just talked about that with Donna Brazile and Robert George, but what are they saying on the blog?
It's a huge story in what we call the black blogosphere. The president has talked about ushering in a new era of responsibility and transparency, so blogger Michael David Cobb Bowen expounds on this point. In a post titled Crash and Burn, he writes, I guess the problem with being a community activist for too long is that you actually don't get to know many serious, ethical, and competent politicians in D.C. So when you finally get to the bigs, you have to pick stalwarts from among the usual suspects. The big upside of being a saint is that by comparison, nobody has high standards. Let us pray that Barack Obama can keep that reputation long enough to get through some of the more dead weight inside the Beltway.
Now, Jeff, on tomorrow's show, we're going to take a look at the importance of a diversified press corps in covering the Obama administration. And I understand that a recent editorial on that very topic is going viral.
Yeah, it's on the Huffington Post right now. It's a post by journalist and author Jill Nelson. And she writes this editorial called The Audacity of Whiteness, framing Barack Obama. And so Nelson says, quote, "It's profoundly dishonest and morally wrong that the media coverage of Barack Obama and his presidency is framed by an almost exclusively white press corps." She writes, "As a candidate and president, Obama has made clear the change we need requires sacrifice from all of us. It's not just about black kids pulling up their pants or working harder in school. The less obvious and likely more difficult change must come from the chattering class, many of them entrenched liberals and progressives to whom it has never occurred that they are the beneficiaries of white skin privilege." Now, I've had this editorial sent to me by five different people on five different email accounts, so it's getting huge.
You know, I read it myself, and she's really into what she's talking about there. It's
definitely
a very interesting post. Thank you very much. We're going to talk more about some of those topics on our Bloggers Roundtable coming up next. Thanks, as always, Jeff.
Thank you.